I'd like to follow on the line that we just were on for that one, those two, those three here who know you're not saved. The Lord has spoken to you perhaps many times, and you remain where you are. I want to leave some verses with you from Proverbs 1. And then perhaps a challenge to the sisters among us, and a challenge to the brothers as we go home from this conference. The Lord says in Proverbs 1:24, because I have called, and you may want to translate this just a little bit differently than what the scripture says. You may want to say that, yes, Lord, I know that you have called, but I am not ready yet. I'm just not quite there to that point. That's not what the verse says. This verse doesn't say that the Lord has said, I have called, and you aren't quite ready. I have called, and you refused. That's quite different. It's quite different to refuse the call of God. And I know what the enemy says to you. You'll have time. There'll be later. There'll be another time. Will there? How do you know that? How do you know that you'll make it home from this conference? I have called, and you have refused. And God will deal with you in a day to come on the basis of that decision. The fear of the Lord is a choice. It is a choice. It is a decision. I've called, and you have refused. He says, I've stretched out my hand. And you might think of this, but I think of this. I think of this. He was nailed to that cross. You wouldn't have him. You wouldn't have him. He said, Lord, later, another time, another place, will he call you again? I don't know. God speaketh once, yea, twice, and man perceiveth it not. My spirit shall not always strive with men. My brother reminded us yesterday, and the flood came, and God closed the door. You are not in charge of that. And there will come the time, I verily believe, when he is called and he has spoken and he has spoken and you've grown up and you've got used to the language, you're used to the gospel, you're used to hearing invitations, and you sit in your sins. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said it not. All my counsel. You would not have I reproof. I want us to see these are conscious decisions that men and women make. And they're making them every day today. Oh my. What does 26 say? I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Who is he saying that to? He's saying that to one who refused his offer, who turned aside his offer of salvation. I will laugh. I will mock when your fear cometh. When fear, not if. He doesn't say if fear and desolation cometh upon you. That's not what that verse says. You can't change that to make it fit the circumstances that you think that you're in. You can't change the word of God. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, oh, that's when I'm going to call upon the Lord. That's the time, Chuck. Brother, that's when I'm going to come to the Lord, when things are really at rock bottom. Are you? How did you determine that? How did you determine that you would determine the time when the voice of Jesus would call you again? They shall call upon me. I think this is one of the most fearful verses in the Bible. They shall call upon me, but I will not answer. Have you thought of that? Have you considered that in the decision that you have made in your life up until now? That there, in fact, very well can come that time when you call. And there is no answer from him. To trifle with grace. Oh, dear young person, what a solemn thing. To trifle with the grace of God. I will not answer. Oh, he says, they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge. And this is the verse. And did not choose the fear of the Lord. I want you to solemnly think and consider this. The fear of the Lord is a choice. It's a choice. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. I often think of Belshazzar when I think of a verse like this. A man that knew what God had done to Nebuchadnezzar. A man that had seen. And when the fingers of that hand wrote against the wall, and they wrote over under the light, over where he could see what was being written.